It looks like the 2017 state legislative session ended with some big news for expectant parents in Alabama. After 13 years of lobbying, lawmakers voted to let midwives come out of the shadows and practice legally in the state. APR's Pat Duggins traveled to Cullman, Alabama, in the final hours of the legislative session as midwives wait for Governor Kay Ivey's signature to make it all official.
We're heading into a collection of shops in downtown Cullman. While business as usual goes on downstairs, something else is going on upstairs. A midwife is at work. Karen Brock uses a handheld heart monitor on one of today's clients. James Parker Nelson and his wife Holly are expecting their fourth child. And Holly says, before you ask, yes, they're repeat customers and so is their extended family.
Well, this midwife delivered my husband's two of his siblings. So we had already heard about her and she knew his family. And I guess people who know midwives, I think she comes pretty highly recommended. We all love her.
And Brock says her resume comes with a specific skill set when things go routinely and when they don't.
I'll resuscitate a baby. I'm certified in infant neonatal resuscitation. Thankfully, I very seldom need it. Healthy moms, healthy babies are meant to live. And you don't often need those emergency techniques or skills. So what you need to do is you need to eat every 2 hours something.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to
something good for
almonds.
You. Do the, you know, yeah, and cook the sweet potatoes ahead of time. Have them in your fridge. Pull out.
But up to now, state law says it's a misdemeanor for a midwife to attend a birth in Alabama. Critics say Alabama is the only state where the practice is outlawed.
Raw broccoli?
Yeah, broccoli and ranch, and then what was my go-to? I eat lunch meat. That's my go-to snack.
Today's exam includes things like nutrition. Husband James says that's where he comes in.
He didn't remember what she ate the last couple of weeks or so. So I help fill in the gaps there and then just make sure everything is, remembering those different areas of life, make sure everything that we're going to be doing, decisions making, will jive together.
There was more than a little talk about politics during today's exam, along with the pros and cons of sweet potatoes.
So if that's what happened, then they would actually be voting on a licensure bill. And that, because we were just like, this is all we can do. You can do that. You can go.
Our visit came in the final hours of the legislative session, where lawmakers debated a bill legalizing midwifery. Yes, that is the term. I asked Brock if even today's coaching session was legal. She just shrugged her shoulders.
Well, let me go over this little list and you tell me. Okay, she said you're nauseated.
After Holly and James wrap up and head out, James' brother Philip and his wife Macaulay come in for their exam. It's their first visit with baby number two on the way, but Brock handled baby number one as well. Macaulay says after having a midwife, she'd never choose a hospital experience.
Lay on the bed, put your legs up, when every woman is different with how they labor. And so the freedom of just laboring however your body's telling you to is really comforting with a midwife specifically.
But Philip and Macaulay know from firsthand experience how dicey using a midwife in Alabama can be. Since their first delivery happened during the state's ban on midwives, they had to travel to Tennessee, where it's legal. That process meant going to what's called a birthing house, where their midwife oversees the process. Macaulay says the drive took 2 hours.
It seems like 4 hours when you're in labor. Like, we're never going to get there.
And they almost didn't for baby number one. Philip says he and Macaulay headed north when she went into labor. Midwife Karen Brock followed in a separate car.
And so they left, and then a wreck happened. And then they were stuck, and that wreck wound up taking 7 hours for people to get through.
That meant Macaulay faced the possibility of going through the big event without the midwife she was used to. Philip says it got tense in the car, and he means tense for him.
Well, I just told her to get there because I didn't want to deliver the baby. I didn't know what I was doing.
My mom was there with us as well, and she kept saying, we're going to have to deliver this baby. We're going to have to, and you know, she jumps to the whole, she wants to be active in the situation, but she jumped to the extreme.
Brock detoured around the accident and arrived in time. It's a story with a happy ending now, but Brock says it points to a more serious issue in Alabama, namely the state's infant mortality rate, which leads the nation.
We go neck and neck with Mississippi. And it's not because of midwives. Midwives could help the situation.
Philip says he and Macaulay are choosing the natural childbirth route, but if they had to go to a hospital, he says it would be worse.
To the hospital in Birmingham, it's about an hour and 40 minutes. I believe. A little bit further. Yeah, it'd be further than going to Tennessee for us because I have to travel a lot longer distance to get there.
The Parkers live in Lawrence County, and getting obstetrical care is a growing problem in rural areas of Alabama. Only 29 of the state's 67 counties have hospitals that can handle a birth, and rural families routinely face a drive of 50 miles or more to get help. More and more hospitals in Alabama are closing their birthing units as a cost-cutting measure. For Karen Brock, the notion of finally coming out of the shadows as a midwife means carrying on a family tradition. Her grandmother was one.
I remember her doing one birth that I could actually remember. So mostly for me being one of the younger granddaughters, Alabama had stopped midwives at that time.
But legality could also mean losing sleep.
The part that would be a lot easier for me is helping these moms because they call in the middle of the night and is this labor. If I could just run to their house and say, oh yeah, it's labor, or no, it's not, you know, whatever, that would be very beneficial for them. I'd have happier moms.
And not just for the moms and dads.
And grandparents, I may say, because like I am doing a whole lot of second generation families. And those grandparents are very angry that they're watching their daughters or sons have to load up and drive off to Tennessee, and they're not happy at all with it.
And with a stroke of the pen by Governor Kay Ivey, these grandmas and grandpas can be there to hand out cigars with births closer to home with midwives in charge. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Cullman.
We'll be back in a month. We can't live without
your boy. It's in my backpack.
Let's see. How about the...
You need me to go get it.